This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse-quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's no secret that antisocial behaviour is a problem here in Ireland. Over the last 2 months, a spate of vandalism and arson at Dublin's parks and playgrounds have shocked locals and cost the councils dearly. So is antisocial behaviour really getting out of hand, and how can we stop its escalation? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Just 6 years ago, between the Dublin communities of Ringsend, Irishtown and Sandymount, a children's playground was opened in Sean Moore Park.
Now, its location is perfect because it's on the cusp of the sea and the Strand and the nature walk. And hence they gave it a title, Adventures on the Seashore, was what they did. We were very proud of it, and it was long awaited. But in the 6 years, we've had as many fires.
Mary Ryan is a member of the Sandymount Tidy Towns Community Association.
Now, you will see behind you, there used to be little tunnels here. The kids went in one end and came out the other. Now, there was a few of those, and the first target was the rubberized bedding that was in those tunnels. So they had to be closed up, and you can see they've never been opened again. Then we had a beautiful, a real Hollywood picket fence painted in baby blue all the way around. But again, that was in timber and another target. There was lovely big trunk of a very, very large tree that was sanded and polished and whatever else. And they were used as seating. They've been set alight. Then the last big thing was our lovely centre feature, the climbing thing, which it was painted in red and white, basically to replicate the iconic chimneys over in the bay. Now, that obviously will have to be replaced.
Was there any sort of suspicion as to what happened or who was responsible?
Initially, it attracted a gang of 14, 15, 6-year-olds. Now, they could be sitting there innocently at night. You can't say, I bet it was them. You can't, unless you're caught red-handed. It just might have been a place that they hung out, but gangs seem to have all the time gathered here. So it's been very disappointing. Your first concern is, what kind of a mindset is it? Because really, they're targeting children. It's the children that are losing out because of all of this. For a playground, really, that is 6 years old, it looks like one that's 26 years old.
It's estimated this most recent structure will cost Dublin City Council more than €100,000 to replace. And on the other side of the coast, in Raheny, even more repairs are needed.
So we finally got two eco-toilets just on the corner of Pitch 17 over there. And they literally were only there a week and they were burnt.
Speaking to me in St Anne's Park is Labour councillor for Dublin Bay North, Alison Field.
Ah, devastated, really devastated. Like, we finally, like, so much pushing went on. There's the locals, like, I mean, everyone uses the park. Most people live right beside the park. People come from far and wide for the park. Teams travelling as well is another major issue, and especially for girls, you know, when they need to use the bathroom. So everyone was devastated by the whole thing because we were all so excited. We were finally getting toilets in. But, yeah, shocking. We still don't know who was responsible. There was a few different stories. One of the men, a man that saw the actual fire, he basically called the fire brigade, but he had seen a gang of youths earlier. Then we heard there was a party and someone didn't get it. This gang of youths didn't get into it. So we are not sure exactly. Now, we were told that the toilets were locked. So the locks were broken. So it had to be in some kind of plan to come with something to manoeuvre a lock. And my fear, when I heard that, when you hear a fire in a park, first of all, you think of trees, everything. I mean, this could have been way worse, you know, absolutely way worse.
As well as these incidents in Ruhinie and Sandymount, Diamond Park in the city centre was vandalised in October. And another suspected arson took place at the playground of Castle Gate Park in Lucan in September. Gardaí are working with a number of state and community groups following these recent incidents. Though some Dubliners see antisocial behaviour here in general on the rise.
Black Friday, well shop, Wayfair now, month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Festive decor, Black Friday scores,
garlands and trees.
Saving with ease,
lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair,
on dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome.
Here's a good plug, area roads,
fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Antisocial behaviour is definitely a big thing, I feel like, in terms of younger groups lately, especially after like gigs in Crow Park and stuff like that. There's definitely been a lot of just like fights breaking out, I feel like, afterwards.
Some lad was attacked in Tyrrellstown, that's only down the road from me, only recently, and he passed away. And so it is a bit scary just to hear about knife crime up on the rise and stuff like that recently as well, yeah.
Actually, on my road the other day, there was people going around checking if all the car doors were open so they could steal stuff from inside the car.
A lot of youths and gangs are wandering around the city.
Do you think so?
Oh, big time. Always after 5 o'clock.
What you can hear in the media or on social platforms, that lots of women got getting attacked or abused. Now going out even in the evening, I would be more aware and scared, to be honest with you.
I think it's been steadily on the rise for a long time. Where I'm from, every year around Halloween they set bonfires everywhere constantly. They've burned down the playground 3 times, but recently it's got a lot worse and like a lot more harassment of local people who are standing up to it. So I know, like, we had our door kicked in for months on end. They just come up and belt the door every night for saying, can you not set a bonfire?
I mean, personally, can handle myself, but I feel sorry for other people.
You know, if you can't mind your own business without being interfered with or somebody making a nuisance of themselves, obviously it's uncomfortable. But I would say it's getting worse. Young people have very little respect for older people, you know?
I'm terrified for his generation growing up to see what it's going to be like for them when they get a bit older. See if it's turning into the UK, because they're very bad over there when it comes to violence and stuff like that.
And what do you think we should do about it?
Well, I mean, extra police is supposed to be the obvious answer from everybody, but is it going to happen? That's the question.
Simple. Enforce the law. I mean, go in, arrest them all, get them done.
I mean, one of the things that I would do is look at how we do outreach to these young people, and I would look to meet young people where they are.
Trina O'Connor is a criminologist with a specific interest in young people.
If they're in an area of poverty or an area that's been neglected, there might be higher rates of unemployment, there might be a lack of facilities for young people, so there might not be a youth club in that area. They may be in an area where there's an opportunity to drift into criminality, so they might be trying to prove themselves or make a name for themselves amongst their peers and get respect. Because in adolescence, the psychological motivations there are, you know, the whole kind of risk-taking element of and creating your own identity. So you might want to, you know, to come across as hard and not to be messed with if you come from an area where it may be difficult to be around people and you may feel unsafe yourself. So that's kind of vandalism. When it comes to arson, like burning buildings or indeed burning a playground, sometimes what that is people protesting. As a form of protest, they will damage the local playground because they feel as an adolescent that they're left behind and there's no services for them. If it's somewhere, so the toilets in St. Anne's Park, nobody's around there really, only during the day hours. So it would have been a really easy place to be at a time to set a fire, you know, and it takes time to burn these eco pods that they have there. Diamond Park is a little bit different because there is surveillance, but many would argue that some of the people who live in the inner city are transients. The community is a community that's ever changing. Even though you've got the original people that are from the inner city, we do have a lot of new communities there, so people are moving on all the time. So again, it's that lack of connectedness to the community. If a young person is acting out of the norms of society, so acting in an antisocial way, we really need to listen to them because young people are communicating with us. So what are they trying to tell us? And we saw on Monday, I think it was, the report that came out about the psychological services and CAMHS and the HSE services. And we know how that's on the brink of collapse, that mental health service, which is very important. There was young people even up to 13 years waiting on mental health services. That's a whole childhood. Childhood cannot wait. And I really feel that childhood should be about thriving, not just surviving. And I think for many young people in some of the areas that I work and around the country who are involved in vandalism, their message to us is very clear. You don't care about me, so I don't care about our community and our society. Not all young people are out there vandalising, by the way, as well. Like, this is a very small number of young people in most areas. And that's why it's manageable. That's why this is not something that we can't surmount. We can do something about this. We could look at some of the projects that have worked in the past, like the Icelandic model of sport. We could also look at the Interrupters in Queens in New York, who worked with young people by having people who had been involved in criminality, who had turned their lives around and got them out as youth navigators to go out on the street and meet people where they're at and have a proper real conversation with them. They're the kind of resources that we need to be using. And we see a lot of people like this on social media that I think we should be snapping up and we should be putting into interventions like this. So that would be, if I had a magic wand, that's what I'd wave it and do.
Issue in relation to parks themselves is we need a more robust security measures put in place.
Christy Galligan is a retired Garda sergeant and local police commissioner.
Like when the park is not in use or the playgrounds are not in use, that we have CCTV in use, proper lighting in those areas as well. We need town and park wardens or community wardens who have the powers to deal with antisocial behaviour by way of, say, on-the-spot fines or reporting it to the local Garda Síochána, who should be there to assist them in any way. That's the measure of what needs to be put in place. But unfortunately, you get the issues like in Dublin there, where you have repeated damage to parks or playgrounds, and it requires a multi-agency approach from all the stakeholders, including park services, the County Council, the Garda Síochána, and most importantly, is the community organisations themselves and the community themselves.
I really appeal to parents to watch who their children are hanging around with, what they're doing, what they're up to. If they smell suspicious smoke with them coming in, question them, sit down and talk to them.
Labour councillor Alison Field.
I know my own children and I know from being reared. Our parents always knew who we were with and who we were hanging around with. I mean, years ago it was kids knick-knacking and running away and that type of thing, but it seems to have got so much worse. I mean, I know that night that happened, there was also a community hall. They threw fireworks out of the window, was destroyed, a bus shelter was all smashed up. But it has to be coming from somewhere. I don't know, social media, what's gone on in the world, kids just think they could do this thing. And another thing, we're not tough enough on crime, and kids, you know, they seem to get away with it unless they're coerced by a parent or an adult into doing that. Only then for that can adult can be charged. You know, we really need to look into this. Basically, we need to get tougher on crime, and kids see the implications of what happens when you do these type of crimes. I mean, we don't want people to be fearful of parks. That's what we don't want. I mean, there are kids going around on e-scooters, on electric bikes, and frightening people. I was with my own friend a few months ago and they just started to hurl abuse at us, and we just ignored them and continued walking. People own the park. They own the park, you know, and they have to enjoy it.
And that report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.